يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم.
Believers, shall I direct you to a commerce that will deliver you from a grievous chastisement? Believers, shall I direct you to a commerce? Commerce represents a venture wherein a person employs his wealth, time, effort, intelligence, and ability to obtain profit. It is in consideration of this that faith and jihad are here called commerce. The point that is being made here is that only when a person devotes all his possessions to God's cause will he be able to obtain the profit that is mentioned hereinafter.
تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Have faith in Allah and His Messenger and strive in the way of Allah with your possessions and your lives. That is better for you if you only knew.
يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم.
He will forgive you your sins and will admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. He will lodge you in excellent mansions in the gardens of eternity. That is the supreme triumph.
وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين.
He will also grant you the other favor that you desire. Help from Allah and a victory that will come soon. Give glad tidings of this to the believers.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ansarallahi kama qala Isa ibn Maryam lilhawariyin. كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين.
Believers, become Allah's helpers, as Jesus, peace be upon him, son of Mary, said to the disciples, "Who is my helper in calling people to Allah?" The disciples had responded by saying, "We are Allah's helpers." Then a section of the children of Israel believed, and a section rejected the call. Thereafter, we aided the believers against their enemies, and they prevailed.
Those who do not believe in Jesus Christ are Jews, peace be upon him. As for those who believe in him, they are Christians as well as Muslims. God first made the Christians prevail against the Jews, and later that Muslims too prevailed against them. Thus, those who disbelieve in Jesus, peace be upon him, were overcome by both Christians and Muslims. The purpose of mentioning this fact is to deliver a message of assurance to the Muslims that in the same manner that Muslims and believers in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, had triumphed over those who disbelieved in him in the past, so will the believers in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, triumph over those who would disbelieve in him.